And why not start out with your Optimist Creed? Say it with me. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing, and I do mean nothing, can disturb your peace of mind. Promise yourself to talk about health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. Promise yourself to make all your friends and family feel like there's something in them, something worthwhile. Promise yourself to look at the sunny side of everything, and in your own life, make your own optimism come true. Promise yourself to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and in life, expect only the best. Promise yourself to be just as enthusiastic about my success as you are about your own, and forget about mistakes you've made in your past. You've learned from them, and you are pressing on to your greater achievements in your near future. Promise yourself to wear a cheerful countenance at all times. It gives so much time to your own self-improvement that you do not have time to criticize me. Promise yourself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and in your own life, too happy to permit the presence of trouble, because you, and yes, I do mean you, are an optimist. Welcome aboard. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day. Yes, it is. Been waiting for this live from Homer, Alaska. I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Today, Facebook had a massive outage and millions of users were locked out of their accounts. Excitedly, I went to my laptop, only to learn with dismay I was not locked out. Not on this day. Perhaps tomorrow, with some luck, or maybe when next I log in, I'll have the vigor and pluck to pull my own plug and say goodbye. Then give a loved one a hug, and with relief I'll sigh. So long, friends I've never met. So long, bad news and living with regret. I've got a life to live that I've not started yet. Today is the day. Oh, wait, what's Donald got to say? You were born on purpose and with a purpose. You're listening to what my mom calls the greatest show on earth, on top of the world. I'm Chris Story. You can find me online at ilovehomeralaska.com. You can check out my bookstore, ilovehomeralaska.com/books. And if you miss a minute of this program or our Backyard Millionaire program, you can always check it out later at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. Going to do a Captain's Coffee giveaway today. I haven't done one in a while. You know, Captain's Coffee, a proud sponsor of On Top of the World Radio. Anywhere in the world you are, you can have the greatest beans delivered to your door at captainscoffee.com in Homer on Pioneer Avenue for coffee and a lot more.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
I was just looking through a book the other day, as I often do, almost every day, look through a book. But this book is by Chris Hogan. It's called Everyday Millionaires, and it came out, I don't know, a year or two ago. And Chris sent me a hardcover copy, and in it, he said, thank you for being my Homer, Alaska coffee source. That's because I sent him coffee from captainscoffee.com. You'll recall Chris Hogan's with Dave Ramsey's team. Great guy. He loves great coffee. Captainscoffee.com. Order it for yourself. Breakfast sandwiches. It'll change your life. The biscuits are so good, you'll want to slap your mama, as the expression goes. Captainscoffee.com. All right, here's a question. I got a call earlier today that prompted this question, actually. And this is from a normally very upbeat, jovial guy. In fact, I've never heard this guy not jovial. And so to hear in his voice today something different, it surprised me. I mean, you know, we're all human beings, right? Everybody goes through all the emotions, all the stuff. But he was tripped out by the weather. He said, you know, I normally don't let the weather fool me. Certainly don't live for the weather. But I really thought we were in spring. I let myself think spring was here. And of course, if you're in Alaska right now on this beautiful March day, you know it isn't spring. It's full-on winter. But we got to have something to look forward to. Here's your question. You know how to play the game. Send your name and number at 907-299-7653. As Alaska's about to thaw out, what's on your summer bucket list? Like, what are you surely going to do, accomplish, go? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do this summer? No matter what else happens, this summer in Alaska, what's on your bucket list? It could be as simple as backyard barbecue, something. You see what I'm doing? Giving you something to look forward to. Share it with us so we can share in your own dreams of what summer is going to mean to you at 907-299-7653. Text in right now. What's on your summer bucket list?
Well, I believe we, the Americans of today, are ready to act worthy of ourselves. Ready to do what must be done to ensure happiness and liberty for ourselves, our children, and our children's children. And as we renew ourselves here in our own land, we will be seen as having greater strength throughout the world. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. They will not go away in days, weeks, or months, but they will go away. They will go away because we, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom. We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around. And this makes us special among the nations of the earth. Our government has no power except that granted it by the people. With the idealism and fair play which are the core of our system and our strength, we can have a strong and prosperous America at peace with itself and the world. Peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever.
If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world?
America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. It's not my intention to do away with government. It is rather to make it work. Work with us, not over us. To stand by our side, not ride on our back. Government can and must provide opportunity, not smother it. Foster productivity, not stifle it. All of us need to be reminded that the federal government did not create the states. The states created the federal government.
I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Where the West held together, let us make a vow to our dead. Let us show them by our actions that we understand what they died for. Let our actions say to them the words for which Matthew Ridgway listened. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Strengthened by their courage, heartened by their value, and borne by their memory, let us continue to stand for the ideals for which they lived and died. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
What a beautiful, beautiful speaker was Ronald Reagan. My president, Ronald Reagan, growing up under his first and second term, pretty magnanimous, easy for me to say. What a guy. Hard to follow that kind of elocution, isn't it? I mean, just what a thinker, what a speaker, and what an American. He truly made being American something to be worthy of, an ideal worth pursuing. Absolutely loved him. When we return to the top of the world, we're going to talk about going from grit to great. Stick around. We'll be right back. Jim Rohn said, success is not just about talent or luck. It's about controlling your thoughts and focusing on what truly matters. That's the great thinker, Jim Rohn, contemporary of Ronald Reagan, by the way, in the thought space here in America and around the world. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Chris Story, your host for Great Adventures in All Things Possible and Prosperous. Brought to you in part today by Captain's Coffee, giving away two coffee cards. Play your cards right. Maybe we'll do one more than that even. I might even throw in a backyard millionaire coin. You know, we're out of the On Top of the World coins. We only mint 100 a year. Those are gone. The backyard millionaire coin, which has the success formula that never fails on the reverse side of the coin, which is leverage multiplied by effort equals gold. It's a beautiful gold-struck coin. There could be yours. Giving away one of those along with several coffee cards to Captain's Coffee. And all I'm asking from you is to help my friend who's a bit, which is unusual for him, very unusual, but the weather's got him down. And I want something to look forward to. So what's on your summer bucket list? Enter to win right now at 299-7653. Text in 299-7653. Let's go from grit to great. Grits served two ways today. Now, grits, I think you'll agree with me, grits are disgusting. Unless they're served with cheese, salt, butter, fried mullet on top of a nice pile of grits. Or I got to tell you, there's two places in Homer, Alaska. We are a foodie place. You know this. If you're listening outside of Homer, get here this summer and have the grits and shrimp at the Broken Oar Oyster Bar on the Spit. Do yourself a favor. That's incredible. Also, the shrimp and grits at the Green Can or whatever the Cannery Grill, whatever it's called now. You know where it is. Chris down there blows them up. They're fantastic. And Ryan at the Broken Oar. I mean, those guys got it figured out when it comes to grits. But that's not the kind of grit I'm talking about. I'm talking about the grit two ways, which is, number one, the grit that makes a pearl inside of an oyster. That's the kind of grit in our life. The kind of grit that you look at in the moment and say, this is too much. I cannot bear this. This is too much. There is a sty in my eye. I got to get it out. That's the kind of grit that will make life better. And on the far side of that grit, on the far side of that challenge, lives something special, like the pearl. The pearl of your life is you've got to go through whatever it is. May not want to, and I don't want you to. I wouldn't wish to grit upon you, but once you're there, you've got to bear the price. You've got to go through it. And only then will you find the pearl that's waiting for you, and it's yours. It's unique to you. Some of the most difficult times in my life, thank God for them, because later on the far side, wow, what a change for the better. What a better person I am as a result of having gone through that, which is trite and easy to say when you are on the far side of that challenge. But each of us have a different challenge at a different point in life. Each of us have that grit, but we're designed to be great. We've got something in us that we're here to do, accomplish, somewhere to go, somebody to help and serve. That grit is there for you. Make a pearl out of it. At the risk of sounding like a fortune cookie, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do for as long as it takes until that pearl is realized. The other kind of grit is peril. From pearl to peril. That's right. We're talking about the perils in life which require courage. So that's the second kind of grit. That's the second definition of grit. Is overcoming an obstacle with courage. Having the courage to face the fear. Courage isn't defined by the absence of fear. Rather, it's the facing fear and doing it anyway. Susan Jeffers has written a couple of books about that subject, in fact, called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Face the fear and do it anyway. That is courage. I was reading this morning about George Washington as a youngster. He was a teenager, and he was on the family farm, and he heard a woman screaming. He runs through the trees and he goes through this river embankment and realizes there's a woman being held back from the river by two men. And he's like, what's going on here? This is a young teenage George Washington. I don't think he had wooden teeth then. I think he had regular teeth at that point. We don't know. What we do know is that the woman calmed down enough to say, my baby's drowning. My son is in the river and he's going to die. And the two men were saying she's going to die if she jumps in after him. And George Washington didn't think. He jumped. He had the courage. Of course he was scared. These are sharp, jagged rocks. This was a fast-moving, swift river. Class 5 or whatever. I mean, massively dangerous situation. He didn't think twice. He jumped in after the child. By the time he was able to swim to the child and float to the child and averting hitting his head on rocks and dying himself, he grabs the child, lifts him up just in time to go over the waterfall. They think, oh my God, they're dead. That's it. They've gone to their own peril. In fact, no, they were fine. He was able to take the child to the bank, resuscitate the kid, saved his life. Not the last life George Washington would go on to save. In fact, he would help save this country because he had grit and he was able to handle his business. He was able to handle with courage the obstacles that life put in front of him. So whether it's a pearl or peril, whatever you're in, whatever you're going through, this is a call. This is sort of an all call, all hands call to say, carry on. This is for you to do. I learned something rather disgusting today about Alaska that I did not know. Ice worms are real. However, Robert Service actually exaggerated their size. No, they do not grow up to 50 foot as he contended. That was fiction. They only grow a few centimeters, which is gross enough, isn't it? It's disgusting. Ice worms apparently are related in a similar genus, if you will, to the earthworm. But unlike their country cousin, the ice worm will die at 40 degrees. That's right. They cannot live in any temperature that's above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. They move through a glacier like a leaf in the wind through crystals, ice crystals. And these disgusting creatures are dining all the while on algae, but not just in glaciers. Oh, they live in the snow. Oh, I swear to you, if ever as a child I was playing in snow where there were ice worms, I maybe never again. For this Alaskan, I promise you this. I never want to meet an ice worm. By the way, our friends in Cordova have actually created a festival celebrating the ice worm. And that leads me to ask, should we require a passport for them to come here? Thoughts from Watts. With your Millionaire Minute, I'm Chris Story. Are you letting the wake drive your boat? Philosopher Alan Watts spoke about the wake. He said, imagine you're on a boat and it's your life. You stand on the stern and you look down. You're moving along at a pretty nice clip because of the present energy of the propeller, i.e. your thoughts in this present moment. What then is the wake but a trail of where you've been? Can the wake drive the boat forward? Of course not. Are you letting the wake of your life alter where you're going? From the files of the Backyard Millionaire, I'm Chris Story. Millionaire Minute powered by the Backyard Millionaire Radio Show. Heard every Thursday at 1 o'clock on KPEN and KGTL. Miss a minute and you could miss a million. That makes me millionaire. So what are you looking forward to this summer? Well, let's get into the textual messages. They're coming in. By the way, not too late for you to enter to win a coffee cart from Captain's Coffee. And I've got an extra coin. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It was right here. Oh, there it is. I got an extra coin right here. It's important that you hear it. Hear that? Oh, now I've dropped it. This is a heavy, nice, beautiful gold coin enameled on the front with our logo, Backyard Millionaire, and the golden shovel on the reverse side. The success formula that never fails is struck into the back of this. It's a gorgeous, beautiful coin. It's yours today. Just enter to win by text messaging me. What are you looking forward to this summer? Let us live vicariously through your winter dreams about what summer will bring. 299-7653. We go to the phone. John says he's going to spend two nights at Grink Glacier with his dog. Lived here forever. Hiked the Saddle Trail a million times. Never camped there. By the way, in case you were wondering, sorry, it's just for the two of them, John and his dog. You're not invited. Well, thanks, John. That's kind of you. Richard over in Seward says catching and smoking and canning salmon from the shore right here. Nice. Good for you, Richard. By the way, where are you catching salmon from the shore? You would you be willing to share that? Richard, we just want to know where. That's all. Let's see here. Dave says to sell and produce at the farmer's market again. That's Dave. Looking forward to that. Let's see. Sue says finishing a house, finishing building her house. Good for you. Jeff says grayling fishing in Fairbanks at my granddaughter's. Interesting. Now, Jeff, is that catch and release? I mean, I know you, Jeff. You're not doing catch and release, are you? Can you keep a grayling? Or maybe you shouldn't discuss it on the mic if you're keeping them and you shouldn't be. Just kidding. But I've never fished for a grayling before. I'm assuming it's similar to a Dolly Varden, but I don't know. Keep your summer plans coming in. Let's bask in the glow of what's to come. You know summer's going to be amazing. It's going to be epic. It's a little bit like when you're sick. You forget what it was like to be well. And when you're well, you forget about being sick. And I think that's winter in Alaska, sort of an abusive relationship. And right now, we need the glow of summer. What's coming? Tell us what you're looking forward to. 299-7653. Dale Carnegie said, the only limit that exists are the ones you place on yourself with your own thoughts. Take control and you will break free. That's going to be an essence of a segment I want to talk about here in just a little bit. Coming up, who's in control of your mind? Who's in control of your mind? Do you know much about mind control? I mean, you know it's real, right? It's a real thing, mind control. We'll talk about that plus your word when we return here to the Top of the World. Stick around. John wants to know if the opening poem was me channeling Dr. Seuss. Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved his rhyming style as a child and still do. You are listening to On Top of the World at Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story. Louise Hay, somebody I admire greatly, she said, your mind is like a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You have the power to plant seeds of greatness or seeds of despair. Choose wisely. I like that a lot. Louise Hay started off in her middle ages, and I want to say it was somewhere near 45 or 50, as individual with some ideas, took some classes, was doing some work on healing and health and spirituality, and ended up writing a little pamphlet called You Can Heal Your Life. And she naively, in her own words, printed about 5,000 copies because they were cheaper by the copy. This is back in a time when the first copy might cost you as much as the next 4,999. Like it, the setup and everything else to print these little pamphlets was incredibly expensive. So the more she got, the less they cost per. She said it took her a few years to sell through those. But what happened as a result of that one pamphlet, You Can Heal Your Life, she ended up creating an entire career and publishing house called Hay House Publishing around it. In fact, I'm with their imprint, Balboa, with my books, Born to Live and Backyard Millionaire. They're a wonderful company, wonderful to work with in any capacity that you want. Their books, Wayne Dyer ended up being published by Louise Hay and many, many others. Deepak Chopra. All those people that you can think of, just wonderful. So what she's got to say matters. If your mind really is like a garden, and it is, why wouldn't you sow seeds of greatness? Why not? Garbage in, garbage out. Wonderful things in, wonderful things come out. It's time now for your word. That's right, presented by my online bookstore I mentioned earlier. ilovehomeralaska.com/books. You can buy all my books right there, Born to Live, Backyard Millionaire, The Making of Man, and The Watchman, and coming soon, just handed it off to my editor yesterday, The Millionaire Maker. It is a guide. It's a small book, but it's your six practical steps, your first four homes. Anyway, I'm thrilled about that. Can't wait for that to come out. But all my other books are available right there, paperback, ebook, Audible, all of them at ilovehomeralaska.com/books. Here's your word. I'm excited about this word, less about the word and more about how it's heard. The word that is heard, if you will. Today's word is a Greek mid-19th century adjective meaning conducive to happiness. All right, you with me? Mid-19th century, conducive to happiness. And the word is, you're not even going to believe me when I say this word. You're gonna hear the word and you go, Chris, you're making it up. And I'm not making it up. I promise you, this is a real word. Here it is. Remember, it means conducive to happiness. It's a Greek origin. Eudaimonic. That's right. You heard me. Eudaimonic. E-U-D-A-E-M-O-N-I-C. Eudaimonic. I looked up not just the word, but its pronunciation. I'm pronouncing it correctly. Eudaimonic. Let's use it in a sentence. I'm so excited for this sentence, to be quite frank with you. All right. Eudaimonic used in a sentence. Beelzebub stood out like a sore thumb at the party when he understood Gabriel had actually said he was eudaimonic as a child at Christmas, not that he was demonic. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. I can't count the times I've called. You're listening to On Top of the World, a radio on purpose. I'm Christopher Story, along with Mr. David Webb, bringing you what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. She really does, by the way. And I suggest you not call my mother a liar, because then you and I are going to have a problem. And I don't want a problem with you. So we're asking you what you're looking forward to this summer. What are you just so excited about, you'll get through any amount of winter. Remember what Nietzsche said, or for those of you that must be pedantic, Nietzsche said, he who has a strong enough why can withstand any how. Your why is summer, how is this winter? It does seem that it is going on for a while. Let's see, here's a message. After my stroke last month, time may be ticking faster than I thought. Planning on taking boat to my old haunts in Kodiak Archipelago. Going to hit the car launch on my birthday too. Well, good for you. You stay healthy, Willie. We need you healthy. Boom, 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 boom. Louise says she loves Crowder. I do too, Louise. We have that in common, amongst many other things. Crowder, David Crowder, Crowder, the Crowder Band. Just fantastic. Good stuff. Dave from AC/DC Electrical says, warm, beautiful summer days and family and friend time on my boat. A great time was had by all on his boat. Good for you, Dave. That's awesome. What about you at 299-7653? 299-7653. So let's talk about who's in control of your mind anyway. Mind control is a real thing. I don't care if you're talking about the Silva method of mind control, you're talking about the CIA, you're talking about any three-letter governmental agency that can be practicing, the communists, the KGB, the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, as Rush would have said, the CCP is what I'm talking about, not the Chinese people, we love them. Talking about the Communist Party, talking about Stalin, who I just found out earlier died on this day. After 30 years of terror. I mean, the people that have used mind control against you for a long, long time know a lot about it. Now, the Silva method, by the way, is not against you. The Silva method is used for you. And I think it's actually interesting. It might be worth looking at. But let's just, for now, admit, and can we just stipulate to each other, we believe that mind control is possible, and it's either going to be used by you or potentially against you. If unaware, if left absent any sort of guardrails or control, mind control is going to work on you versus for you. Well, here's some tips to the top and how you can control your mind so others don't. One, this is a great tip, practice mindfulness. You don't have to be wearing a saffron robe and shave your head. Some of you may want to do that, but you don't have to practice mindfulness. And I think that whole mindfulness movement has been co-opted by so many people that want it to be anything other than practicable and accessible for the average person. It is accessible and practicable to the average person. You needn't join a cult. You needn't join some sort of an Eastern religion or any sort of a philosophy that's outside of recognizing what mindfulness is. You can be a Christian and mindful. You can be Jewish and mindful. You can be Muslim and mindful. You can be any religion you want and still be mindful. And that is to focus on now, right now. Simply put, mindfulness is recognizing this moment is the moment. This is your life. Life is one moment following the next. Life isn't 10 years from now, 5 years ago. Life is now. And regularly getting quiet, going to a still place, that's mindfulness. Being still. I just did a piece the other day for my podcast that's not going out on the radio, just on the podcast at The Backyard Millionaire, and talking about a mindfulness practice in one sentence that changed my life. Be still and know that I am God. Changed my life in many, many ways. If you want to hear about that, go listen to the podcast. Not right now, later tonight when you can't sleep. So practice mindfulness. Stay aware of the present moment. Don't let yourself live too far into the future, too far into the past. Stay present. That's a great way to control your own mind. Secondly, focusing on your strengths. Identify what are your strengths mentally. What are your strengths physically? Where do you have resilience? What do you need to work on? Okay, we don't need to focus so much on your weaknesses. We do want to focus on your strengths. Or some people say strengths. I'm not sure why, but I let them. Identify and nurture your own personal strengths and build upon those. You've got, I say this constantly, it's not my line, it's from Les Brown is where I first heard it. You've got greatness within you. You have greatness within you. Focus on that. Focus on what it is you are so here to do that if everything else fell apart, the wheels fell off the truck, you'd still keep moving forward because this is your strength. This is your purpose. You win the lottery tomorrow, you're still going to do these things. What is it? Those are your strengths. Also fostering an attitude of gratitude. When you're grateful and you're present and you're focused on your strengths and you combine all of those things, you'll not be co-opted. You will not be controlled by somebody else's mind, somebody else's forces upon you. You're going to be in total control of your mind if you foster gratitude, especially if you combine it with a place of serenity and mindfulness and that you focus on your strengths and you build upon them. You know, it's taken me a long time. Of course, I'm 51. I feel like it's taken me a long time. And in many ways, I feel incredibly young as well in my career, whatever it is. If you're talking about my writing career, my radio career, my podcasting career, my speaking, my real estate investment, my brokerage, whatever it is, I feel like I'm still so young in it, but it still feels like it's taken me a long time to recognize I am not all things to all people. I am not going to be the one to sit here and solve the political problems of our day. What I'm here to do is not solve public problems, but personal problems, starting with my own. If it means anything to you and it matters to you in your life, great. Adopt it. I'm not here to control your mind any more than I'm allowing you to control mine. Fostered an attitude of gratitude. It's taken time, but I am incredibly grateful for this moment, even the deficiencies of this time, even the deficiencies in the things that were completely out of my control. I'm still grateful that I'm present. I'm grateful that I'm aware. I'm grateful that I have strengths, not all the strengths, some of the strengths. I've got my strengths and I'm working on them. I'm grateful for that. Another thing that I highly recommend for controlling your own mind is to set goals for yourself that are meaningful to you. Not what you think society recommends or would recommend, not because you want to be in a different tax bracket for no other reason. If you want more money, great. If it's meaningful to you. If you want better health, great. If you want better relationships, set goals for travel, set goals for accomplishments, leaving a legacy. I had a great conversation with somebody the other night about a legacy. This person really wants to leave a legacy and they don't just want to, they can see it. They know what it's going to look like. You could just see the vision in their eyes for what they're leaving behind. Eventually, I hope it's a long time from now. But that's awesome. Those are meaningful goals set for yourself, by yourself, without any tinkering, without mind control from somebody else. And then lastly, positive relationships. If you'll cultivate positive relationships in your life and surround yourself with supportive people, not just echo chambery type, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about an amen chorus. I'm talking about people that challenge you, but also support you. People that can pull you forward. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they said something about pushing somebody toward. And they said, whoa, hold on. Selling is never about pushing, ever. Why am I talking about selling? I'm talking about mind control because that's what it is, isn't it? Selling is mind control. So what do I want you to sell yourself. I want you to sell yourself to yourself. That's the greatest sale you could possibly make. When we return here to the top of the world, I'm going to be talking about to sell or be sold. Plus, what's the mission of our favorite meat guy up the road? And what else happened in today in history besides Stalin dying? What else happened? We'll talk about that and more. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story. All right, we are sending Dave, John, and Dave. And you know what? Jeff. Dave, Jeff, and John are all going. This is all selected at random, by the way. So I had a lot of text to choose from, but that's the three that got chosen randomly. And John B., you are picking up the Backyard Millionaire coin. Thank you so much for being willing to share your summer dreams with us here on Top of the World. All right, let's get into this. To sell or to be sold? It's a tale as old as time. So what is selling? We're talking about mind control in the previous segment. Talking about the ability to control your mind so others don't, that means you must be able to sell, first of all, to yourself, and secondly, your story to other people. You need to be able to sell your view of the world. You need to be able to sell what it is that you want to the rest of the world after you've sold yourself. So, what is selling? This is exactly what selling is. I'm going to give it to you in one sentence. Selling is the transference of a feeling. That's it. That's the best description I've ever heard from Zig Ziglar. Summarizes everything you need to know about selling. Real selling is never pushing. Rather, it's pulling. Pulling somebody to their best life. Pulling somebody to a decision. Pulling somebody over the line. Pulling somebody out of the water who's drowning. Pulling is good. Pushing, bad. Pulling someone towards something that's in their own best interest, not yours only. I say only because sometimes it is. Sometimes it's mutual, and that's good. You know, on Backyard Millionaire, we train constantly about negotiating is win-win from a place of win-win. So, yeah, it can benefit both parties, but the interest first must always be the person to whom you're selling. Again, the interest can intersect, but start that way. And think about doctors for just a minute. As we're talking about selling, can you imagine if doctors would be required to take a course in selling along with medicine? I would like to add to that nutrition. I'd like to add to that, a lot of different categories. But let's just take this one category for now. So in other words, to get licensed as a doctor, you must understand selling, which means when you're in somebody's presence, you'll help make a sale. And I think it could make a massive difference in diabetes, obesity, heart disease. Non-pharmacological solutions have to be sold. Heard a guy talking about Ozempic the other day, and he said obesity in America isn't due to an Ozempic deficiency in anyone. He was talking to Tucker Carlson. His name's escaping me. Was it Casey Mean? Casey, something like that. Anyway, genius, brilliant guy. He also told Tucker Carlson in that same conversation he used to lobby for Coca-Cola. He said they inculcated NAACP to sell the idea to the federal government that if the federal government didn't allow welfare recipients to receive and purchase soda pop on their EBT cards, or their SNAP cards, whatever those are called, he said that would be racist. That's what they hired the NAACP to lobby the federal government for. And as a result of it, $10 billion a year is transferred directly from the federal government to soda pop manufacturers. Wow. Whew. Holy mackerel. A sale is what you do for somebody, not to them. Unless it is, and that's not selling in my book, and that's called manipulation. Selling isn't about manipulation. Mind control can be, but that's not what we're talking about. You and I are talking about how do we formulate in our own minds the world we want to live in? How are we formulating in our minds control over ourselves so that the media doesn't have control over you? We do not want the media in control of you. Never. Unless it is, in which case, how about social media? Did you see, if you're on Facebook, did you see some of the people panicking later? You know, we started out with our little poem about, you know, shoot, I wasn't the one logged off Facebook. Dagnabbit. But there was panic. There was people that feel out of control and out of touch. They've been sold and their minds are controlled by social media. And that's not you. You and I are going to steer clear of that.
Naturally super. With your Millionaire Minute, I'm Chris Story. There's something supernatural about your nature, a divine purpose, whether you live it or not. That's your choice. Wealth and prosperity aren't merely ordained for a few. The riches of life are meant for you. Read the books and follow the plans of those who've gone before. Sooner or later, you'll find yourself at the door. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Success in life is about what you do. You're on a supernatural journey. Enjoy it. From the files of the Backyard Millionaire, I'm Chris Story. Your Millionaire Minute is powered by the Kraken Cafe. And Homer, next to the gear shed, is where the Kraken lives. Gourmet coffee and delectable fresh food. Seriously, dude, the Kraken Cafe. Time for times like these. Presented by VBSHeating.com. Since 1999, VBS Heating's been keeping you warm in Alaska. Come meet Amanda and the gang at VBS Heating. They've got Hearthstone, wood stoves, soapstone. They are beautiful. I mean, if you've not been to their shop, you need to get to the floor and look at what they've got, because heating doesn't just have to be utilitarian. It can be beautiful. They've also got Toyos. They service, install
all of it there at 248 West Pioneer Avenue or online, vbsheating.com. All right, times like these. It was today, March 5th, 1770. British sentries guarding the Boston Commons shot into a crowd of civilians, killing three men and injuring eight, two of them mortally, surrounded by jeering Bostonians slinging hard-packed snowballs. That's right, small group of soldiers lost control when one of their members was struck. The soldiers fired despite explicit orders to the contrary. And do you know who was the first to die? The first person to die at the Boston Massacre. His name was Crispus Attucks. He was black. He had escaped slavery. And he went on to die after having worked in whaling ships for over 20 years as a free man. And so he is arguably the first to die in the American Revolution. Isn't that cool? I mean, I'm sad, but it's what an amazing story. And I had no idea. It makes me long for the Declaration of Independence and read just a brief segment of it. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of who? The governed. Think about that for just a minute. As you think about Boston Commons, freed slave, a black man, the first to die for this country, killed by a group of arrogant English gas bags. It's not January 6th. Of course, this is March 5th. What a different story it would be today if Ashley Babbitt had not been shot in the face, unarmed, on that day. Or if she had been, but the roles had been reversed in some way. Just think about the statement we just read. Think about today, 1770. He was freed in 70. That's right. Attucks was freed in 1770. I mean, it just boggles the mind. Oh, I know, it's a horrible thing. It's an insurrection. Just think about it. Think about the Declaration of Independence. And if you and I politically disagree on some things, can we at least be intellectually honest enough to say, maybe there's something we do not know. And history actually will be the final arbiter of the truth. On that, I'm sure we can agree. I want to thank Echo Lake Meats for being a sponsor of this program. Do you know what their mission is at Echo Lake Meats? Online, by the way, echolakemeats.com. Our promise is to provide quality service, premium product, and superior customer service. And I don't just say that to you. I've lived it. Eric Watkins and his crew at echolakemeats.com are fantastic. And they've got some incredible hot food cooked daily at their rotisserie. And it is amazing. Tri-tip, barbecue ribs, wings, smoked brisket. Oh, I mean, their smoked foods are, have you ever seen their smoker? It's amazing. It to me, I almost feel like it's like a sauna. I want to go in there and just, it's amazing. They're organic chickens. Call 283-9456, 283-9456, Echo Lake Meats. Well, thank you for being here. What a privilege and a pleasure to be with you. If you want to connect with me online anytime, ilovehomeralaska.com. Again, Dave, Jeff, and John, I've got your coffee cards coming for you. And John, I've got your backyard millionaire coin here, and I'll get that to you. We'll connect up on that. Thanks for being here, being part of the program. Remember to look forward in life, learn from your past, but never forget that the good life is lived right here, in the present. We'll see you next time.